We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The Yankees did lose yesterday. They do win a series in Seattle. And right now, this is a public service announcement.
Go ahead.
They're 2.5 up on Oakland, all right, for the first wild card spot. They're 3 in the loss column.
Oakland, unbelievable, the Oakland A's.
Can you believe the Oakland A's?
That's unbelievable.
They have no starting pitching whatsoever, yet they win every day. They have a very good bullpen.
I'm hard-pressed to name, like, anybody on a team. I got to tell you.
Jairus Familia.
Right. I forgot about him. And look at them. I mean, it's unbelievable.
They have been a colossal surprise this year. And you know, you even look at a day like yesterday for the Oakland A's. Not that I'm sitting there paying too much attention to the game, but I'm checking out the box scores and all
right,
that.
Right.
And Trevor Cahill, who used to be good, right? Used to be a good pitcher.
Right.
He's back with the A's. He's pitched very well. He walks 6 guys in 2 2/3 innings. They take him out. He's walking 6 guys in 2 2/3 innings. They go to their cavalcade from the bullpen, and all of them just completely shut down the Texas Rangers. They win anyway. I mean, so the A's bullpen is very deep. They have a really good offense. Chris Davis with a K is outstanding. So the A's are a good team. But here's the thing. The Yankees are 3 up in the loss column. They're really 4 up. And that's very important because the Yankees would win a tiebreaker against the A's. If they finish tied for wild card spot number 1, they're obviously not doing anything other than just a tiebreaker.
Right, right.
And the Yankees win it. So when you look at the standings and you say, oh, my God, the A's keep winning. It's only 2.5. It's more than that. It's a bigger number than 2.5 games. Keep that in mind. Yankees play the Twins tonight. They win tonight, it's 3, but it's really 4 because the A's have to beat the Yankees outright to win that first wild card spot.
Right. I don't see that happening. I think that will be the wild card game, and it will be at Yankee Stadium. And I'll tell you right now, I'm pitching Tanaka in that game. It's not even a thought. What has happened to Severino, bro? What happened to this guy? I mean, he was like the best pitcher in baseball the first half of the season, and he's been – I mean, the last game he pitched, he didn't even get out of the third inning.
He went from one of the best pitchers
against
in
Oakland.
Baseball
against
Oakland. Yeah, his last 8 starts, whatever it is, he's actually been the worst pitcher in baseball.
It's unbelievable.
And that's not an exaggeration when you look at his numbers.
His ERA's like 7, right?
Oh, it's terrible. In those last 8 starts, it has been. He's been awful. So you're right. You know, a couple of months ago, it's not even a question who starts the wild card game.
Yep.
I'm with you on Tanaka, and I was with you on Tanaka for a few weeks now because he's just the guy I trust the most. Now, it helps that he's pitching well now. That adds to it. Like the other night, Friday night, the guy was ultra dominant. But it's that I look at Tanaka. I've seen him pitch in the postseason. I've seen him pitch really well in the postseason in huge games like last year, game 3 against the Indians, games against the Astros. He has started a wild card game. He wasn't dominant in that game, but he's not the reason they lost. They lost because they couldn't hit Dallas Keuchel. As good as Jay Happ has been, Jay Happ, to me, is not a guy I trust as much as Masahiro Tanaka.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. It's got to be Tanaka, bro. And we've seen him. Look, we've seen Tanaka in big games already. I mean, he's got to be the guy.
That's the thing. Like, even if Tanaka starts to get, you know, I like to call him BP Tanaka. You know, when he comes in, he gives up 4 home runs. And we've seen a lot of that.
We've seen him do it.
Even if he does that, I still give him the ball because I just trust that in that big moment, he's not going to be that guy.
I agree.
We've never seen BP Tanaka in the playoffs.
No, he's got to be the guy in that one game playoff. Completely agree.
Oh, yeah, and I think, you know, you mentioned it's going to be Oakland. It's definitely going to be Oakland because this American League race has turned into, it's obvious the Red Sox are winning the East in 98-46.
Yep.
They still have an 8-game lead on the Yankees in the loss column.
Unreal.
The Indians are obviously winning the Central.
We've known that since like April.
And the Astros are 2.5 up on Oakland. They don't play again. They do not play each other anymore. So I still think the Astros will hold on and win the West. Can you imagine that? The A's win the West and the Yankees are playing the Astros?
It's not crazy.
It could happen.
Sure.
The fact they're not playing.
They want to see Verlander in like the one game playoff.
Yeah. The one thing, though, is if the Astros don't win the division, the season may come down to the final few days. I'd be curious to see how A.J. Hinch would pitch his guys anyway.
Yeah. I mean,
you may see Verlander have to pitch a big Saturday game or what have you.
Maybe.
But I still think they'll win the division. They've played really well lately despite losing last night to the Red Sox. So, yeah, it does feel obvious, 3 weeks out, whatever it is now, that we're going to get Yankees A's, which means we're going to get exactly what we got last year in the American League, except the A's are the Twins.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Well, I'd be a little more concerned about Oakland than I was about Minnesota. And that was even with Severino having that bad start that he had last year.
Oh, no question.
I'm a little more.
I mean, you know? Think about this. How many wins did the Minnesota Twins have last year? Ernie, do you even remember?
Yeah, but the Twins never beat the Yankees. I mean, that's another thing, too. I mean, ever in a big game. I mean, maybe when Killebrew and Oliva were playing. But, I mean, you know.
Do the A's? In the playoffs?
Yeah, I guess not. But still, I fear Oakland more. You're right. Oakland hasn't done it either, but I fear Oakland more.
No, because the A's are simply a better baseball team.
Right, right.
And it's
that's
one
right.
game and anything can happen, but the Twins won in the mid-80s last year. The Oakland A's have 87 wins right now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's an outside chance that the A's win 100 games.
Yeah.
They have to go 13-5. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it could happen.
Yeah, it's
they're
going to
win in the mid-90s. They're just flat out a better team than the Minnesota Twins.
Yep.
They have a really deep bullpen, and they have an offense that scares you. They got a lot of guys who can hit the ball over the fence. Now, the other difference from last year is that if the Yankees win their wild card game, they have to play the Red Sox, and that is going to be just epic.
Oh, my. Can you imagine that?
Oh, my God. I can't. It's been a long time since we've had that.
I'll tell you right now. Could you imagine? I'll tell you, if I'm the Red Sox, I'd be scared of that series. You run away with the division, and then you got to play them in the playoffs.
Yeah,
and I mean, you know, now it's a different world.
Yeah, with the Red Sox right now, I'd be scared of everybody because it's one of those seasons where you've been the best team in
the league.
You're going to win well over 100 games.
Yep.
And let's not forget, they've won the division the last couple of years. They've gotten to the division series the last couple of years, and they've lost. So if I'm a Red Sox fan, I know I've won a bunch of titles this century. I got to win.
Yeah. I don't want to be playing the Yankees in the playoffs if I'm the Red Sox. I can tell you right now. Certainly not in a division series. Certainly not.
Yeah. And you know, the Yankees have arms that are capable. Severino is capable.
Right.
Tanaka is capable.
Right.
I'm telling you, the A rotation, dude. Edwin Jackson is one of their better pitchers. Remember Edwin Jackson?
No, he pitched a no-hitter with 180 pitches.
Exactly. That's what I think of,
That's what I think of, you know.
Trevor Cahill, Edwin Jackson. That's a part of this just tremendous Oakland. Their best pitcher was a guy named Sean Manaea. Guy's hurt. He's done for the year. Not even going to see him.
Yep.
So that's where we stand with the Yankees. With the Mets, I mean, you know, they're playing well, but it doesn't matter.
Here's what I'll say about the Mets. I mean, I love the kid McNeil at second base. I think he's a real throwback player. I think he has a chance to be a good player. I think you have a chance where you got two young guys with him and Rosario, who's starting to show something now as well. Rosario starting to, you know, I like to see him a little better defensively, to be honest with
you.
But he's starting to show something. He's got a lot of speed. He's starting to hit. He's been good in the leadoff spot. I like those guys batting 1-2. I like it. Maybe you got something there. I like Nimmo. I think Nimmo's a player. I'm not saying he's going to be a great player, but he's one of those guys that, to me, he's like a winning type player. He gets on base. You know, he gets big hits. I like Nimmo. I don't know what Conforto is. I mean, he's hit a lot of home runs recently. He's been hitting 230 all year. Is he, you know, is this just a product of you know, the fact that he's coming off that injury? So I don't know where we are with Conforto. But I'll tell you one thing. This rotation, I would not trade any of these pitches, bro. And maybe if you're getting something off the charts back, maybe.
Oh, I got it. Wait, Ernie, should I ask him the question
that I brought up
last week?
Well, who am I getting? Who am I getting?
But before I ask it, Ernie, what's he going to say?
He's going to say no.
Okay.
What am I getting?
Would you trade Zach Wheeler straight up
for
Gary Sanchez?
Probably not.
Oh, come on!
I don't know if I would.
Why?
I'll tell you what, too. I heard my friend John Harper suggest a trade. I almost fell off.
Let me hear. I'll be honest.
Here's what he said.
Go ahead.
Syndergaard and Nimmo for Yelich. And I love Yelich. He's a tremendous player. He's had a great year.
Yes.
And I forget the other guy on Milwaukee.
I'm not doing that trade. I don't know who the other guy is.
There's no way I would make that trade.
Now, that I'm not doing.
I got to give him Syndergaard and Nimmo?
No.
I'm not doing that.
And I really like Yelich.
Here's why I say that about Wheeler. And I like Sanchez. And I'm willing to throw this year out. He's had a bad year. He's not caught the ball. We know that. But he's been hurt, you know? I'm throwing that out the window. It's not even because of that. I just got a feeling that Wheeler is right. Maybe this guy, is he going to take off and be like an elite pitcher now?
Okay, let's say he has. What team's he pitching for in 2020?
Well, that's the problem.
He's a free agent at the end of next year.
And the Mets going to pay him.
I'm open to trading Zach Wheeler, but I got to get a lot back. In fact, it's funny you mentioned the Yelich thing with John Harper. That was the one I threw out, I think, at Heyman 2 weeks ago. I said, I'd do Wheeler for Yelich. And he said, well, the Brewers wouldn't. And they wouldn't. I understand
that. Probably not. Right, right. Right.
But that's what I would be looking for.
Right.
I would shop Zach Wheeler.
Okay.
It's not that I'm 100% skeptical about him, but if I can get a young position, they need position
players.
Oh, God. Players.
Well, look, the bottom line is this, and I've said this before I went away. I said this, and I will stick with this, okay? Manny Machado.
Yes.
You blow him out of the water. You sit there, you sell him on the fact that you got this rotation, okay, maybe, which is one of the best in baseball. You can say whatever you want. Their top three pitchers right now, those three are, they're match up with any three in baseball in my mind, okay? They do. They're right there. You sell him on that. You sell him on, this is the chance for the Mets to right the A-Rod wrong. Here is the young A-Rod, right. Okay? The young A-Rod. This is the new A-Rod, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Without the baggage, okay? The young A-Rod without the baggage.
That we know of.
Right. Well, we don't know yet. But it's so far so good. You go out there and throw the money at this guy, and let's go.
Amen.
Let's see what we can do.
Amen.
That's it. That's the play.
Now, one thing tonight to the Mets, if you're listening, I know they all listen. Conforto, all these guys.
You know that?
You're facing. Yes.
Why do you say that?
I'm being sarcastic.
Okay. I hope so.
You're facing a guy by the name of Jeff Bingham, okay?
Who?
That's right, exactly. Can you beat him up and get Jake some runs? Can you do that?
Please.
Can you
without Jake driving in the runs?
Yeah, does Jake have to drive all the runs
in
for
you? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Love Jake.
Oh, he's tremendous. Jake is tremendous.
That's the funny thing about the Mets tonight. Obviously, the Jets are the main event, but you always want to pay attention a little bit to Jake.
Well, I will. I mean, look, during commercials, I'm sure I'll pop the Mets on.
Yeah.
If they play, it's rainy outside.
Who knows?
That's true, too.
And his next start, think about this one, DeGrom this weekend at Fenway against the Sox.
They play the Red Sox.
That's a big one right there.
Oh, my God.
That's interesting.
I forgot they play the Red Sox. Yeah.
Indeed. Interleague play at its best.
Yeah, great. In September.
Yeah, well, here's the good news, Yankee fans. You're so far out of it, you don't have to root for the Mets.
Right.
It doesn't matter. That's the way you can look at
it. Look,
you know what?
Let me tell you one thing, because the Mets actually split the six games with the Yankees this year. Probably the biggest reason why the Yankees will not win the division is they have had trouble against the bad teams.
Yes.
You could look right at that.
The biggest reason why the Yankees aren't going to win the division are the Red Sox. Because think about it. The Yankees right now, if they go 11-8, which is very reasonable,
right, they
win 100 freaking games.
Yeah, that's true.
The reason they're not winning the division is because the Red Sox are having one of those ridiculous seasons.
But they're beating
seasons.
Up on all the bad teams.
You're right.
And they'll probably sweep the Mets even with the Grom.
Probably.
Right.
But it's tough to expect a team to win 108 games. And that may be the number the Yankees would have had won to win this division.
Yeah.
So I get what you're saying. You're right. They didn't beat up on the Orioles enough till recently.
Right.
You're right.
The White Sox.
Totally fair.
Right, you know?
But the bottom line is the Yankees have a great chance to win 100 games.
Yeah, they
so it's about the Red Sox more than anything.
That's fair.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.